Hey, this is Craig Ferentino of Craig James Financial. Get ready for another financial report right here on 103.9 LI News Radio.
And it is time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferentino. Certified wealth strategist extraordinaire. He is president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville on Broad Hollow Road. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ferentino is a registered representative. By the way, you got to check out the website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. Phenomenal site. Mr. Ferentino, registered representative offering securities and advisory services all through United Planners Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners. They are not affiliated. Sir, great to have you. Good day, right? 500 plus points, which is looking pretty good on a Wednesday morning. How about that? Reopening, phase one. Like to see that.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood of you. Okay, anyway.
So all right, take it easy.
U.S. stocks equities higher yesterday. I know. Optimism surrounding the reopening of economies across the world. The financial sector led the gains. Healthcare and technology finished lower. And new home sales in April were well above expectations. So that's a leading indicator as we're starting to buy. People are looking in the future and buying new homes. I think that's a great matter of fact. People are buying, as we said yesterday, people are buying homes. They're depopulating to the cities in some instance. And I think you're going to see that trend. That's a leading indicator. You're going to see that trend, and that bodes well for a lot of your radio audience. As people want to be out of the city, they'll be on the roads commuting, or they'll be on the train. But they want to move away from these dense populated areas where they could easily spread something else, or the resurgence of the virus or the quote-unquote second wave, which is coming. You want to be off the subways but you're thinking that. I mean, I'm not saying that's what you should do. I'm not giving advice. But if your mentality is such that subways or things that you use every day can cause the infection to you or to your family, you may want to think twice about it. And so I think there's that big news actually was the new home purchases looking very, very exciting. And I think that's way above expectations. So we are seeing some good news. Dow Jones is up yesterday of 2.2%. The NASDAQ up 0.2%. And, you look at the 10-year Treasury is 0.69. Interest rates still very low. Inflation is in check. We think that we would be chasing. There'd be a lot of dollars out there with all the stimulus that the government did, but that hasn't become apparent yet. Gold is still over 1700, but barely. It's at 1704. So as the markets are looking better, gold is acting in an opposite direction. And we know that that's normally the case. So some interesting things to watch. Yes. And today we are showing some positivity here in the markets going up. The futures are looking up, another 300, 350 points as of now. We're not opening for another 2 hours. So any other news can break in the next 2 hours, as you know, but irrespective, it's called the reopening rally. We knew that this was coming. We said that our situation was temporary. It always was temporary because the economy was very strong prior to the situation. And now we're coming back to where we were. We just took a little patience here at the end of May. There is Mitch McConnell gave some ideas also, I think, somewhere in there. He said Congress will probably, quote unquote, have it to pass another coronavirus stimulus bill, according to Mitch McConnell. And, there's articles in the pockets of the United States, which I think are in important states for a presidential election, that aren't doing so well, and they didn't have many cases. So it was the Wall Street Journal, highlighted a story of People J in Dayton, Ohio, who, had very few coronavirus cases, but were devastated due to the shutdown of industries and things like that. And so they're having to pick up, and the National Guard is still there in little Dayton, Ohio, which is a very cute town, by the way, industrial town. They're distributing food and such. And so you're going to see pockets of that. Sometimes, like we said early on, you and I, Jay, was that sometimes the cure can be worse than the actual disease and the virus. And I think in some areas that it actually was. There's So we're going to have to figure out how to get everybody back to work, particularly the people who have lost their jobs, and or with the, you know, furloughing is one thing, losing, laying off is another with no potential. They'll have to be assimilated into the workforce somewhere. So we're going to see where all that shakes out, but we're still months away from figuring that out. That said, the economy seems to be blazing ahead. And we're you know, not much to stop it at this point as we go into the summer. So that's some of the initial thoughts I had, Jay. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are that it is a positive day, sir. No negativity on my end here. It is a reopening phase one. I am not even going to get into it, how we should have started this 3 or 4 weeks ago. I'm not going to get into that because today is a new day. It's positive. The markets are reacting in that way as well. 530 points yesterday, up a near 300 plus points today. I mean, what is there to be dissatisfied about? Now, you want to tell me about some of the retailers and everything else? They are waiting with bated breath. I get it. But you know what? It's all about the reopening today. It's a party, sir. It's a party, but do it safely, folks. Okay, wear your mask and bring your sanitizer. But the fact of the matter is, I'm looking at a pretty good day from an economic standpoint overall here.
Yes, I mean there's things. Obviously, there's always a cockroach in the closet, as we like to say. But you know, there's always something to be nervous about, and it could be the Greek debt crisis of 2013, or the, you know, there's always something that could come out that can make everybody very nervous. But right now, I think that it should be good, you know, for now. The thing is, Jay, is that there's other little things that are happening that sort of happened under our breath. A company such as, give you an example, you know, people are using Facebook and Instagram, and there's one that has emerged called TikTok. And we're finding a lot of people are using that. But TikTok, you know, we know Twitter, we know all the famous Pinterest, you know, all the famous social media. TikTok is unique. It's owned solely by a Chinese company. And they're really out there to be an upstart to what you see in Silicon Valley. So, and that's, it's become very insidious here. I know, particularly I've been talking to some youth recently, and they're telling me as recent as last night that they switched from a lot of these, like Snapchat is common. But TikTok is the one that they're using, which is strictly on the Chinese side. So little things that are merging up here, you know, we're kind of under our breath, and that, you know, here's a whole industry that can be taken over. And then, of course, the advertising on TikTok could be pro something else. Maybe, you know, there's always things that come up in business. There's opportunities when the United States is down, some other people could get in there and really do some other things. And so we're keeping an eye on that, and we'll certainly report to that. I think also from the investor standpoint or from the individual standpoint, if you had an emergency savings and you started to dip into it, hopefully now is a good time to replenish your emergency savings and make sure that, you know, a single person maybe has at least $25,000 in the bank if you can. And a married couple, you know, maybe 40 or 50 or somewhere in there that they always have access to. And we know some people have dipped into that, and hopefully with either some stimulus or other things that they're doing that they've been able to build to shore that up a little bit. And of course, it's a good time to, you still have time to move, contribute to an IRA for last year, as the tax date is moved up to July 15th. So if you haven't given money into an IRA yet, might be a good idea to do that before July 15th. So just some ideas, some tips. It's great to have the money made in an IRA because guess what? You postpone the taxes, or if it's a Roth IRA, you may, all the gains that you've seen since January, you'll never pay taxes on that again for the rest of your life. And that's a good deal if you ask me.
And I'll tell you one more thing. You know that it is a sign of reopening with Apple. We'll open another 100 retail stores, I was reading, in the United States, I believe, this week. No customers, though. Most will not let customers inside, but you're talking about reopening stores across 21 states, including New York, California, and Texas. And, you know, listen, it's good to see Apple having a little more confidence in consumer-type situations. We know that's going to play a very big role in the next couple of months as we phase in the four big phases. Very important situation involved regarding consumer spending.
Yes, and it's amazing how well their stock has held up, in spite of the fact that they were one of the first people to close the stores. So they didn't have one store open, and their stock seemed to have dipped initially, but then came back pretty nicely. So very, very interesting. It's because they have a lot of cash. They hold, Apple's unusual that here's a stock that, I don't know, let's say it was trading at $300 a share. They have like $200 a share in cash, some big number like that. They have some, they have more cash than a lot of regional banks. So they could keep the doors open and burn cash. You know, we always thought they were going to use the cash to acquire other things. But, and this strategy kept it, they're more of a value company at this point.
Absolutely. By the way, you can call a little bit later on. Any questions? Mr. Ferrantino will always take your phone call at 631-393-2888. And please check out that fabulous website. You're going to learn a lot, folks. LongIslandInvestmentAdvisors.com. The great Craig James, the great Craig Ferrantino. We'll talk to you tomorrow. We'll keep the fingers crossed today on a great ending of a day. Thanks, my friend.
Thank you, Jay. Have a good day, and good luck to all of you there.